Good afternoon, everyone. This is your afternoon market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Jim Appel. Justin Lewis of KIS Futures normally joins us at this time, but he has the afternoon off, so we'll look at the markets right after this.
Do you know where your dairy foods come from? Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories of our land, our cows, and our passion.
Growing up on my family's dairy farm, I learned at an early age how healthy milk and dairy foods are. But frankly, I just enjoyed them because they tasted so good. Today, I'm running the farm, and while a lot of things have changed, one thing remains the same. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing the safest, most wholesome, and most delicious foods and beverages possible for their families and yours. Want to learn more about farms like mine? Or find delicious dairy recipes? Follow Dairy Max on Facebook or visit us at DairyMax.org.
Be sure to follow Dairy Max on your favorite social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Pinterest.
The cattle market traded steady to slightly higher into the pit opening this morning, but futures surged to trade 150 higher after the lower grain opening and a surge in feeder cattle prices. One of the best rains in years for Texas over the past week, combined with cheaper feed grain prices, had traders believing that non-feedlot cattle slaughter will drop off dramatically for the last 4 months of this year. In addition, traders saw a break in the heat over the Midwest for the weekend and part of next week as a factor which could help beef prices find a near-term low. December cattle managed to drive up to their highest level since April 4th. Traders saw the weekly export sales data as somewhat positive given the recent surge higher in the U.S. dollar. Weekly U.S. beef export sales for the week ending July 11th came in at 15,200 metric tons. That's compared with the prior four-week average of 14,000 tons. Cumulative sales for 2013 have reached 455,300 metric tons. That's down 16.7% from last year's pace. On the close today, August live cattle were up 80 cents at 122.10. October live cattle up $1.22 at 126.47. August feeders today climbed $1.10 at 152.07. And the September contract finished up $1.10 as well at 155.05. August lean hogs today were up 82 cents at 96.62. We'll look at your grains next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
You gotta love lean beef. 29 tantalizing cuts, each delivering a delicious all its own. 29 different paths to a protein-packed dinner time. From the tenderest of tenderloins to top-notch top round, there are 29 lean reasons to get the grill going that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. For more information, visit us at oklabeef.org.
In our grain markets today, wheat futures saw choppy and two-sided trade, with Chicago down slightly into the mid-session and September Kansas City wheat up 2.5 cents. Better crop prospects for Europe helped to offset the improving demand tone. Weekly export sales came in at 996,600 metric tons, which was slightly below trade expectations. China was the largest buyer at 420,000 tons, followed by Brazil at 124,000. Cumulative sales stand at 39.8% of the USDA forecast for the current marketing year. That's versus a five-year average of 28.6%. Sales of 380,000 metric tons are needed each week to reach the USDA forecast. At their overnight tender, Egypt bought 300,000 tons from Romania, Ukraine, and Russia. On the close today, Kansas City September wheat was down half a penny at 7.02¼. The July contract finished off 5¾ cents at 7.26¾. Chicago September corn was up 2.5 cents on the day at 5.41 even, and the December contract closed down a penny and a quarter at $5.75. August soybeans were down 8¼ cents today at 14.69¼, and the November contract was off 17¾ cents at 12.65¾. October cotton was down 66 points today to close at 83.41 cents per pound. That's your afternoon market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel on the Radio Oklahoma Network.